If you want to be happy and live a king's life, never make a pretty woman your wife. You want to be happy and live a king's life, never make a pretty woman your wife. All you got to do is just what I say, then you will be happy, merry and gay. So from a logical point of view, always love a woman uglier than you. From a logical point of view, hold on, love a woman uglier than you. A pretty woman makes her husband look small, I mean, and very often cause his downfall. As soon as she marries there and then she'll start, believed to do the things that will break his heart. And when you think that she's belonging to you, she's calling somebody else doo-doo-doo. So from a logical point of view, better love a woman uglier than you. From a logical point of view, hold on, love a woman uglier than you. But if you make an ugly woman your wife, you can be sure you'll be happy in life. She will never do things in a funny way to allow the neighbors something to say. And she won't disregard her husband at all by showing off herself to Peter and Paul. So from a logical point of view, hold on, love a woman uglier than you. An ugly woman gives you your meal on time and will always try to keep you in mind. At night when you lay up on your cozy bed, she will coax, caress you and scratch your head. And she'll call you nice names like Silver Bee, Toy Chunks, or even Sikie McNee. So from a logical point of view, only love a woman uglier than you. From a logical point of view, hold on, love a woman uglier than you. Mother's not your friend, she'll say you have no taste, but love an ugly woman about this place. One who is cute looking, barbarous and rough, with skin like alligator, bumpy and tough, with yambi and mud all into her eyes, and around her lips a confirmation bow tie. So from a logical point of view, hold on, love a woman uglier than you. From a logical point of view, hold on, love a woman uglier than you. So from a logical point of view, just love a woman uglier than you.